Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host. Go ahead and make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Make sure you go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, which is at the Bromar Show. And we are going to talk about Wall Street Bros, Finance Bros. I guess you can put in the entrepreneurs on that same category too. I do have a lot to say about these type of guys, so we'll talk about that here in just a couple moments. But first, it's that time of the year again. This is definitely better than Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, I'll tell you that. But to be honest, this year, I mean, it feels a little more Christmassy. Last year, not so much, maybe because we were coming out of a pandemic. And now that pretty much everyone is out and about, which I think is crazy because now we're just pretending like none of this happened. Like, I mean, I figured it was going to take them some time to do this, but this happened a little shorter than I thought. I guess it all had to do with election season. Maybe that's how it went down. But let's not get into that. This is Christmas season. This is where we get to be jolly and all that, which I think y'all should probably do that every effing year. But yeah, last year I did express about how last Christmas of 2021 was pretty depressing and just wasn't feeling like an actual Christmas. This year, it's a little closer to that, but I mean, I really don't have anything much to say other than the typical, I guess, get your holiday shopping done. And I don't know if I really have like a Christmas episode about this. I guess we can do like the money saving tips episode, Christmas edition. I know I did one a couple months back, but we can do one for Christmas. All right, so here is some money saving tips, Christmas edition coming up. I would say if you have any extra gift bags laying around, I mean, recycle them for gifts. Pretty self-explanatory. Like if you got gifts last year and they came in like those bags, I guess you could recycle that and use it for next year. So don't throw them away, I guess. And with wrapping paper, I mean, you can throw it away because, you know, it's going to look kind of janky. But if you manage to somehow make it look professional and perfect, by all means, go ahead. But if you have like some Christmas bags lying around from last year from gifts you received, I would go ahead and do that. Also, another tip I could suggest is that instead of going for tangible stuff like clothes, jewelry, watches, I guess a gift card would work. Like a $25, $50, $100 gift card to their favorite store, because then they have a little more flexibility with what they actually want. And especially those that are like, ooh, I really want to get him or her exactly what she wants for Christmas, but you don't know what it is. So to have like a better shot at that, you just give them a gift card to one of their favorite stores, and then they'll get what they want or they really want for Christmas. So that's another one. I mean, those are very two simple ones. Or you can just always give them cash too for Christmas. That always works. And I guess when it comes to turning on lights, make sure you have like a set schedule for them. Only turn them on at night. You can turn them off when you go to bed. That'll save you on the power bill for sure. I think a space heater can also help you save some money, especially if you don't want to spend a lot of money on the gas bill. I think it might spike up the electric bill a little bit, but if you know gas is just going out the roof in your area, like gas bills, I would settle a bit with the space heater. Get like the ceramic one. I think that's what it's called. Like it does take a long time to heat up the room, but it does help contain the heat in that room for a while. And where I'm at right now is really interesting because there's just a lot of cold air coming in through, so it does help for some time, but if I shut off all the areas where the cold air comes in, oh man, it's going to be hot in there forever. I do low-key miss my room, but that's one of the only things I do miss about it is like how you could just turn on the space heater, turn on the heat, and both of them turned off. Like, the heat in that room just stays there forever. It's great. Especially, yeah, if you have a tight room, like an airtight room, you can just turn on the space heater for a couple hours and then turn it off, and you're good for the remainder of the day. Or maybe 2 days. Depends how cold it is. But I mean, I really don't have anything else to say other than just use your recycled gift bags from last year. Instead of trying to figure out their quote unquote favorite present, just hand them a card to their favorite store, or just hand them cash would help. And last but not least, invest in a space heater and try to minimize the amount of time you want to keep on your Christmas lights. That way you can save money on some bills. So that's pretty much it for the Money Saving Advice Christmas edition. These guys, man, let me just tell you, the finance bros, Wall Street bros, they're something else for sure. And I really don't know where to begin with this, because what I notice is it's like that typical douche bro type mentality, type personality. Like, they have all this fancy stuff to flex, like their fancy cars and their rented mansions and all the supermodels that they flex on us, which, by the way, let's be real, I think they're there for the pool, the mansion, and the cars. Heck, not even the cars. I think they're just there because he's got money. I don't know how else to put it, which that pretty much is indicative of the type of guys these guys are, and that is that they really don't have anything of substance. Like, underneath all that materialistic stuff, like the fancy cars, the models, and the mansions, their personality, I don't think there really is anything there. In fact, it's probably boring, which is why you usually see them trying to party a lot and flex all this stuff, is because, I'm going to be real with you, I think they're pretty empty. That's just me personally speaking, and I don't know if they really realize this, but being a finance bro is not going to necessarily actually attract the gals. Like, yes, it is attracting them, but for the wrong reasons. Well, not really the wrong reasons, but like for different reasons. Because, you know, hey, gals are gals. It's an opportunity to get some money. And if it's like really simple, then they'll just do it. Because all they have to do is just show up, honestly. Oh, man. But it's really interesting watching these guys flex all their materials and flex about how hard they work to get all this stuff. It's like, bro, I can just do that by talking to one of the guests that comes and dines in at our restaurant and asking about that car and wanting to test drive it and then bring it back and realize that that car sucks and it's a piece of shit. Them luxury cars, man, and Ferraris, Lambos. Oh my goodness. I don't know why you guys drive those. They suck. I'd rather just drive a Honda Civic if I want to feel like I'm traveling at the speed of sound. But it's really interesting. It's like they do a lot of work for stuff that they can obtain for doing less work, basically, is what I'm trying to say here. So, for example, they want to get this mansion. They want to mortgage this mansion. I mean, I can just go on Airbnb, look it up, and rent it for a couple $100 per night. I mean, it's a lot of money, but hey, if I save up enough, I can probably do it for 2 days. And for all I know, that'll be enough. But what's another thing I want to say about this? Because, yeah, they get up really early in the morning, like around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, even though their market's open at 9:30. To either hype themselves up or to take a look at their trading options. And it's like, I don't know exactly how this is the best idea. In fact, what's really funny is that there's a video from a YouTube channel called The Daily Traders explaining how you can make $100 a day by trading in the stock market, which, by the way, would not recommend. Don't do that. There's actually a way to make $100 a day a lot easier. I mean, sure, you can sell a course, that's one thing, but you do need a little bit of knowledge and results, like actual good results that indicate that your course does provide results. And obviously just being an Uber driver or a DoorDasher, you can guarantee yourself $100 a day. Well, let's be real. There's going to be times where you won't make $100 a day, but you at least can make half of that a day, like $50 a day. And what's really interesting is, according to DoorDash, yeah, you get paid every week. So there's not a lot of jobs that pay every week. So it would be nice to actually have that on there and make sure you actually do properly file taxes for those too. You might end up paying a lot of taxes for that. But you pay a lot more taxes with day trading. I'll tell you that. Not many people can beat the index, so I would not recommend that either. And I don't know what else to say about the finance bros, other than the fact that they like to flex, they like to party, or live the Wolf of Wall Street lifestyle. There it is. I was looking for that. I think majority of the time they're doing this is because they want to live the life of the Wolf of Wall Street, which, by the way, I don't know why you want to live that type of life, man. It's exhausting. Goodness gracious. And look, listen, I like to have fun and go to these, you know, fancy parties, but you can sneak yourself in by just making shit up. I'll tell you that. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And also go ahead and follow The Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at The Bromar Show. And that's going to do it for me. Until next time.